Protesters in New York are calling for an arrest in the death of Jordan Neely, who died after being put in a chokehold by a fellow subway passenger. A New York medical examiner's office ruled that Jordan Neely's death was a homicide from compression of the neck. Groups of protesters in New York are demanding charges. Witnesses say Neely was acting erratically on an F train in the New York subway Monday afternoon, threatening passengers and throwing garbage in his jacket when he was tackled by bystanders. Police questioned and then released a 24-year-old white Marine showed on video holding Neely in a headlock for at least 3 minutes. Prosecutors promised a rigorous investigation, and police are seeking additional witnesses, photos, and video that might help illuminate what transpired. Some New Yorkers see the choking as the latest in a long history of attacks on black city residents. Others are withholding judgment. New York Mayor Eric Adams said Thursday there were many layers to the incident, saying he respects the process. Governor Kathy Hochul called the video encounter horrific to view and said Neely's family deserves justice. I'm Jennifer King.